This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Coming up on 7 after the hour, time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, presented as a part of the DJV program every week. Michael Harrison joins us, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the overview of things. The charts this week are for the week of September 20th to the 24th. Seems impossible that we're into the fall season already, Michael. Summer is gone. Where did it go? People are saying they can't believe things are moving as quickly as they are. Perhaps that's a subset to conversation that we have with all the things going on. Is that what makes the time go so quickly?
Well, on one level, it's a cliche. You know, time's flying. Can you believe? All my life, we've been talking about that. And yet, I think people are talking about it more now than ever.
Right.
It's very hard to wrap your brain around the concept of time. But I was just talking to Phil, our notable producer, about how, you know, we always meet at the end of the week doing this program for the weekend. And it becomes a milestone, a touchstone of how fast the week goes.
Yeah.
And here it is, the weekend again.
Here it is again.
Let alone here it is, the end of September going into October in a year that we were looking at as a remedy to 2020. 2021 will be better, the new year. And all of a sudden, 2020 and 2021 have become like one murky year. Have you found that to be your perception?
Yes, and in no small way. Because we haven't been able to do the things, even in this world that you and I are in, the world changed for a lot of producers. It didn't change for us because we work out of our homes anyway, but it changed, excuse me, the reality. I'll tell you, that's one thing that changed for me as part of the focus on one's health and well-being. I'm a very healthy guy, but I can't get away from the allergies, the things that are flying around in the air, whether it's a part, one of the items this week, as usual, focus on the weather and climate change, number 6 this week. I don't want to take your steam away from you, but as I, every morning during the DJV program and when I do the other programs that I do, I find myself constantly having to clear my throat because of the stuff that's in the air. We've had so much rain here this year. Everything's moist and moldy and it's affecting the quality of our lives. Never mind COVID. It just makes the life more annoying.
Let me say, oh my gosh. You've got a whole mushroom farm growing down there.
There you go. Right. All right, so Michael's going to go through the stories in the people list, the top 10 items from the research done at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. All right, Michael, what do we have?
Well, now that you've stolen my thunder, you always do that.
What I do? What happened?
You're cool. At number 10, race relations and the Gabby Petito case. And the tie between the two is interesting because it spawned the spotlight of scrutiny on a syndrome known as missing white woman syndrome. Mm-hmm. At number 9, Facebook and social media issues. At number 8, January 6th investigation and the Trump election fraud claims that continue. He keeps banging that drum.
My God,
at number 7, it's very unsettling. Mm-hmm. Abortion and voting rights are tied at number 7. Climate change is at number 6. Number 5 is U.S.-China relations, and that topic goes in so many directions. Let's just say it'll always be there at number 5. At number 4, immigration, Afghanistan, and Haiti. They're all tied together. At number 3, the economy and the Biden budget. The Democrats are fighting among themselves about the $3.5 trillion budget, and the whole thing is one big headache. At number 2, the UN meeting that took place in New York City, and U.S.-France relations, which is also troubling, very disturbing. And number 1, COVID, COVID-19 boosters, vaccines, masks, mandates, and politics. On the people chart, we have Gabby Petito and her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. That's number 10. And a lot of their dirty laundry, no pun intended, has been aired out.
Right.
Xi Jinping is at 9, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott, two rising stars in the world of politics, at number 8. Donald Trump at number 7. a political newcomer. At number 6, Nancy Pelosi, Janet Yellen's at 5, Chuck Schumer's at 4, Emmanuel Macron, the President of France, is at number 3, Dr. Tony Fauci is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1, and those are the names and those are the stories that make up a snapshot of this crazy world in which we are immersed.
All right, so the snapshot of a few things in here from your perspective, from Michael Harrison's perspective, listening to the conversation on the air and having your own thoughts as well. There's a new EPA rule that's going to cut the use of certain categories of planet-warming chemicals. They're known as hydrofluorocarbons. And the only reason I brought it up is because I like to say that on the air. Many times I find things I can't say on the air. Yeah. Hydrofluorocarbons. Anybody know what they are? Probably not. But think of your air conditioning refrigerator and what's in there to keep it cold. And that's what's apparently, according to some of these characters, ruining the planet, which is pretty nonsensical. But it all, I guess, according to a lot of them, adds up, including the gas that comes out of the rear end of a cow. So what are we going to do about that? There's a lot of stuff. I mean, it's a great industry. They've created a religion out of this, Michael. They, being a lot of politicians and people who have created new businesses, it doesn't hurt anything to have a focus on it, does it? I don't think it does. Do you think it does? You want to say
That was an interesting swath of fact and opinion.
Yes.
But let me say it too. Hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs, they're going to reduce use of them by 85% over the next 15 years. It's all that refrigerant stuff. Interestingly enough, the HFCs were introduced as an alternative to the the gas they had prior to that, some type of chlorofluorocarbons.
Yes,
I don't remember exactly. But as far as whether or not people have made a religion about climate change, I mean, I don't know if I completely agree with your skepticism about it.
You don't have to. You can disagree with
I know I don't have to, but I don't feel like arguing about it because, I understand your point of view. There's a great degree of truth to what you're saying. However, because it's become binary and it's either you're for climate change or you're against it and all that, it's sort of like the COVID politics. Neither side, to me, is addressing the problem. And we need to stop politicizing it and just get down to the basics of it. How do we make it in this crazy world?
The question is, do we or can we have an impact? Because there are, if you look back over this past week, you'll see the story of the reality out in New Mexico, the finding of fossils, human beings wandering the planet 30,000 years ago, when in fact the conventional wisdom has been up until now that the last ice age, which started 18,000 years ago and ended 13,000 years ago, humans didn't exist before then. Now, apparently, that's false, like lots of other things. Most things that are scientific become unscientific in favor of the new science.
That's the whole purpose of science, is to unprove the current science. That's progress. But it is interesting that they have found human footprints at a time when they didn't think they existed. My personal theory, you should have me on one of your metaphysical podcasts, because my personal theory is that the human race has been here way longer than we realize. And I actually think, and now, you know, this is where, I actually think that we may have had modern technology 50,000 years ago or 80,000 years ago and destroyed ourselves. I'm not so sure this is our first time around.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting.
We may go out into the solar system. We may go out into the solar system and find artifacts of humanity on the moon or other places from 50,000 years ago. Could you imagine?
From maybe more than that, million years ago. I mean, the planet's 4.5 billion years old. So, this is a snapshot in time. I'm also a believer, and this is the cuckoo. Stefan, he's not Stefan to what he says. He's crazy.
I think we came
from other planets. I don't think there's any realistic way of looking at why black people look the way they do, or the eyes of the Asians, or white people, or whatever it is. It makes no sense whatsoever to anybody who really thinks it through as to why people from certain parts of the country, sorry, certain parts of the planet look the way they do. I believe we have all come as installments from other planets, and there is not one single living human being that can displace, that can disprove that. So, anyway.
Are you sure you need me as your sidekick on this program anymore?
Yes, I do. Yeah, please. Okay. Stay here and enjoy a couple of commercials. I don't know why. You know, this week I'm really cranked up, so thank you for reminding me. I apologize for taking the wind out of.
No, it's not the wind. I was kidding about that. What I'm making fun of is just because we have different races doesn't mean we come from different planets. Let's definitely pick up on that after the break.
All right.
But no, I have no complaint. I'm just teasing with you.
I know. 16 past the hour. The way to get healthy the right way if you're overweight during the last 2 years, as Michael and I are talking about the extension, we thought this year would be good. Not so much. Lots of people still gaining lots of weight because they're not getting exercise, they're not getting out, they're working at home, they're stuck in the mud, whatever it is. And so if you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, the all-natural weight loss formula that's done so well, not only here in our country, but around the world, because people have realized that they can lose the weight any number of ways. But keeping it off is something that's a focus now. If you do all that hard work, why would you want to put the weight back on again and go through all of the anger, the anxiety of having to lose it again, when with Calitrin you can keep it off? Simple, straightforward information, all your questions asked by a human, answered by a human being once they're asked. Go to toploss.com, get 10% off every bottle. It's the early fall special using the DJV code, and get free shipping. That's Calitrin. The stimulant-free, drug-free way to lose weight and keep it off at toploss.com. Running your own business requires a lot of running around, from bookkeeping to client meetings. You run it all. By the time you need to hire, you've run out of energy. Luckily, with Indeed Instant Match, you immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a job. According to Talentist, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Hiring can finally run smoothly with Indeed. Learn more. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, fall style.
Wait, wasn't it just June?
Right? So I went to Kohl's.
Of course you did.
I got a cute Kara Santana for Nine West sweater for 25% off and a great pair of Vans.
Love Vans.
And saved 25% on a Champion hoodie for my husband.
Ooh, sounds cozy.
You should go. You'll get 15% off or 15, 20, or even 30% off with a Kohl's card.
BRB.
Select style. Offer ends September 26th. Champion.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, back into the saddle of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen from the various logistical points of view that I do on the radio every week. The DJV program, the American Family Farmer, Talk Radio Countdown Show, DJV Health Show. And so we were engrossed in a conversation about humanity and where it all came from. So I'm going to let you have the
Well, you had mentioned the fact that because there's races, different racial features of Asians, Africans, Europeans over the centuries, that this indicates perhaps humanity was seeded from different planets. Now, that's very possible. However, it's not conclusive because we have scientific evidence that it doesn't take much environmentally or genetically to change the physicality of Earth organisms. Look at the dog. Look at how many species of dogs exist.
Yeah.
And yet, if you look at it objectively, every single dog that you meet, unless you meet a wolf out in the wilderness, is a genetically, artificially created creature by the genetic machinations of their human owners. Mankind, the human race, Homo sapiens, the naked monkey, created the dog spectrum of species. We created it. They did not happen by themselves. So we could create so much diversity from little chihuahuas to giant Great Danes, all from the same parent, that gray wolf, that, you know, iconic image of a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Then why wouldn't different environments, the cold ice age, the northern European climate, south, you know, the southern warm tropics of Africa, the Asian continent and all of its millions of square acres, why wouldn't that have influenced how humanity genetically has taken on different properties? It doesn't necessarily mean we came from Mars or you came from Venus, although men come from Mars and women from Venus, but that's another story. So I don't know. I do entertain the notion that we are part of the universe, and ultimately, scientifically, it's been proven that we are basically stardust, that we are made up of material that originated in the core of stars that exploded into supernovae. That's a pretty profound concept. So, yeah, we all come from outer space, but I don't know if that's why we have different colored skin.
Okay. Well,
that's all. I had to get that out.
As you were talking about dogs, I was thinking they have come with the people that came from the various planets. It could have been
they brought their dogs. Could you imagine if the ship lands on the White House lawn, the guy comes out and he's got a dog, and the dog looks like a human, and he looks like a dog? Wouldn't Planet of the Dogs? What a great concept! Let's go sell that to Hollywood.
Sounds like a movie. Yeah, right. Exactly. Get away from the political season. What do you make, by the way, of all the politics? The difference in politics. We were talking number two this week is our relationship with France and Mr. Macron. Wow. Apparently, all of the bad blood has been buried. We're going to buy him off by giving him some money. I don't know. Who knows what they're going to do.
Well, we're going to make a four-way quad. They're now a member of the Mean Girls Club. The the fact of the matter is poor France is having to deal privately outside of this with the reality that maybe they're not as powerful as they think they are.
Mm-hmm. The Germans are the most powerful country in Europe. And it's interesting because, the focus this weekend on the election of a new German chancellor after Angela Merkel has been there 16 years, we have a lot to learn. They have their elections on weekends, which is what we ought to do. They have parties that are much better defined, more clearly defined, and less radical than we do here, which is something because we've always thought, or in my lifetime, in your lifetime, we've always thought of the Germans because of Hitler and the two world wars, that they were radicals, but they really aren't. Coming from a Germanic background as I do, I see how deliberate, I guess maybe Germanic equals deliberate in my thinking, and it'll be very interesting to see how this weekend shakes out as far as a new election is concerned, and the world will be talking about it. So will we in the countdown next week. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Jasmine Guignard. You might think that cramping, tingling, or weakness in your leg is a sign of aging or neuropathy, but it could be peripheral artery disease, or PAD, which needs to be treated right away. Dr. Felucio Faccariti, American Heart Association volunteer medical expert.
With PAD, blood flow is blocked, and your legs or feet aren't getting the oxygen they need. If caught in time, the right doctor can help you. But unfortunately, PAD often gets missed until it's too late, especially for Black people and people who live in the South or rural communities.
If PAD goes unchecked, it can cause wounds that won't heal or leg amputation. People with PAD are also 6 times more likely to have a heart attack or stroke.
Early detection is key, so know your risk factors like diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or nicotine use, and screen often.
If you have trouble with your feet or legs, talk to a doctor about PAD. Learn more at heart.org/PAD.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Dad, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI has issued a federal arrest warrant for Gabby Petito's boyfriend for his use of unauthorized devices following her death. The complaint claims Brian Laundrie used a debit card and PIN number owned by Gabby Petito between 30 August and 1 September. Ms. Petito's body was found on Sunday inside the park a couple had visited. Homicide was ruled as the cause of death. Mr. Laundrie is currently missing. His family says Brian was last seen on 14 September. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley announced on Friday that he will run for re-election. Grassley, who is 88, was first elected to the U.S. Senate in 1980. NASA's InSight lander on the Red Planet has detected 3 big Mars quakes, including one that lasted nearly 90 minutes. InSight had recorded a magnitude 4.2 Mars quake, the kind NASA scientists had been waiting to observe since InSight touched down in November of 2018. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Taking a drive down any town USA and you'll realize without an organization to America's traffic, complete mayhem would ensue. So why would space be any different? Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The chair of NASA's independent safety panel blasted Congress for not designating a federal agency to spearhead space traffic management. Chairwoman Patricia Sanders, a former Department of Defense senior executive and NASA's Safety and Advisory Panel, has called on Congress to increase oversight of growing space traffic for years, but to no avail. Congressman Don Beyer from Virginia, chairman of the House Space and Aeronautics Subcommittee, said that he and others in Congress are working on the issue. Beyer told United Press International, "They're right. This has to be done quickly because we're going to see a lot more traffic soon. We are scheduled to take this up in October, and the hope is that we will have a bill by the end of the year."
Two grieving sisters from North Carolina opened their mother's casket earlier this month and found something they didn't recognize. It was somebody else dressed in their mother's clothing. Mary Archer's viewing was at Hunter's funeral home in Ahoskie on September 7th. The sisters claimed the person in the casket was much smaller than their mother. When Jeanette and sister Jennifer Taylor told workers at the funeral home, they tried to assure them that the person in the casket was their mother. That was until they found their mother's body in the embalming room. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hour here on the D. Whoops, wait a minute. I was. Well, it is,
wow,
in a sense, the DJV program. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is presented as part of the DJV overview, what's hot in the world of news, talk radio. Michael Harrison, the authority when it comes to that, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here every week at this time to go through the lists and for us to have conversation about some of the realities that are connected. One of the neatest things about talk radio that we mention from time to time is how you can have one main object of interest and it spins off into any number depending on how clever the host is. How many different directions can you go in with a particular story or an idea? For like example, go ahead, Mike. What'd you say?
It's like chess.
Yeah.
I made my statement pithy and to the point.
Yes, you did. Well, let's go to the point here that you and I, as we live in the northeastern part of the United States much of the year, are the recipients of the goodwill of the gods. Because apparently, according to the new research out this week, that's part of the climate change discussion, number six this week, is that we here in the Northeast are in the fastest warming region in the U.S., which is kind of surprising, in a manner of speaking. Maybe with all the rain, is the rain because it's warmer here, getting warmer here? And what is the reason for the trend? The reason for the trend is that it's raining more. Now, why is it raining more?
Just,
well, you know, over the history of the planet, there's got to have been many instances of things change. You look at the history of the planet, Michael, you can see deserts in a lot of different places than where they are now. Even you can see whole continents in different places. So why is that any of this so surprising?
It's not. But, you know, the question is whether or not we have any role in enhancing it, speeding it up, and if we have any potential power to slow it down because of the inconvenience it causes us to have climate change and shifting continental plates. It's, you know, earthquakes and tsunamis can be very inconvenient.
Very. Yes.
Yeah, they're known for their inconvenience. Mm-hmm. So, you know, on one level, yeah. You know, it's so funny. People talk about become one with nature. Get out there into nature. Nature is our friend. Nature is our enemy. The whole history
hurricanes,
of the human race.
Tornadoes, earthquakes.
I mean, where this naked ape thrown, where this vulnerable little naked ape thrown into a universe full of extreme heat, cold, wind, acid, rain, drowning, comets, asteroids, gravity.
Yeah, we can live here. We're alive.
We are this little microbe. We're earth bugs that live mm-hmm. in this massive universe beyond anything that we could wrap our brains around. We are these little microbes that live in this thin little puddle of air that mm-hmm. surrounds a little blue dot.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
And that's where we're stuck. And we've built up all of this, the phrase in the Yiddish phrase is, we built up all this mishigas about how important we are and how much it all means. But think about it. We are like these little bugs dwelling in this little puddle, this little speck of place that is conducive to our existence in terms of this little spectrum of temperature range that we can deal with, this little spectrum of UV rays that we can, you know, sustain. We're so vulnerable, and we live in this little sliver of potential protection, and even it is unstable. That's the reality. All this stuff of back to nature and get out there and enjoy it, yeah, and get bitten by bugs that'll give you disease, stuff that'll get in your hair, crawl in your orifices, and give you rashes and disease. Aren't I happy?
So why don't we just end it all?
We surround ourselves with such BS.
Well, that's what I kind of was. But thank you for going there, because you and I have been talking together for so long, we kind of get the drift of where we're going. It is BS, frankly. So the average summertime temperature here in the Northeast has increased by 2 degrees since the beginning of records, at least in this lifetime, the 1880s, when weather records began to be kept. And so we've gone up 2 degrees on average. Now, that was, 170 years ago or so, 150 years ago. And
speck
so
of time.
What happens in the next 150 years? It goes up another 2 degrees. What does that do to us? Do we get into another situation where the planet will change radically, will disappear, the human, and maybe come back again, as you were suggesting?
Exactly.
Who knows?
It just depends on how big a perspective you want to take in looking at reality and our predicament being in it. We're in a mm-hmm. predicament. This is a predicament. Well, nobody asked to be here, you know. It's like, where are we? What are we? What is this all about? And then we institutionalize it. We tend to say, it's okay, this is normal. This is normal, living in this little puddle and a little speck floating around a star in the middle of an infinite universe. That's normal, you know.
It is normal. And that's life down on the farm.
Yeah, it makes all these issues we discuss suddenly get back into their perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to go one step further than that, because we are about the news of the world. And somebody called my program, actually, no, sent me a note on our social media, at my own personal Facebook page, asking me what the difference is between a talk show and a news program. Uh-huh. And I thought, wow, that's a perfect question for Michael. What is the difference between a talk show and a news program, please? S'il vous plaît.
Well, first of all, everything is different, and everybody describes things their own way. I'm into categories, but not to be restrained by them. So the general difference is a talk show incorporates more opinion, and a news show purportedly or ideally is more an attempt to present objective facts. That's basically it.
Mm-hmm. Objective facts.
Objective facts.
Who decides
whether
it's objective?
Doesn't mean we're right or wrong. Look, you know, opinion and the it's all intention. If the voice on the radio intends to tell you what it believes is the truth, then it's an objective news. If it's opinion, well, then you could be right, you could be wrong. If it's deception, that means that you know it's not that, but you're telling the people what they want to hear, or you're trying to sell them something they don't need. There's truth, there's right, there's wrong, and then there's deception. And you're going to have an understanding of all these things to even begin to wade into the territory of analyzing this kind of question you asked.
Yeah. You know, well, you've been
so successful. Nothing wrong with being wrong.
Yeah. No, but I asked the question because you've been so successful at chronologically looking at this. We think it's a long time. You and I have been friends for almost 30 years. The idea of the Talkers Magazine been around that long. I've been on the air doing a morning program, syndicated program for 33 years. That seems like a long time, but it isn't. It's, as you pointed out, as we get started, humans and time and what we, how we live our lives are just a speck, not even a speck, a partial minutia speck of what really is. And we think of ourselves sometimes as so important. I guess we're important to ourselves, to our family, that sort of thing. But one of the toughest ideas to grapple with are, for humans is to understand how our mind works. And one of the keys to it is to listen to some people on talk radio programs or pay attention to some of the comments that people make on social media these days to find out the key. You believe that's true, or is that an overstatement?
Exactly. I think everything comes to the key to humanity because that's what we are. We're humanity. And the only thing that we know exists is our consciousness. The only thing that we know exists is our perception of the infinite universe around us. Is that your phone or mine?
Yes, it is. I think we'll go to a commercial break right now.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
It will solve the great mystery.
Streaming only on Peacock.
This is Robert Langdon. The suspect called him.
I teach symbology. He wants me to locate an ancient portal buried within the Capitol.
From the author of The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons.
It's your dad. The people who took him want me to find a piece of a very old puzzle.
And executive producers Ron Howard and Brian Grazer.
We have to finish this or my dad is dead.
Dan Brown's The Lost Symbol. Streaming now with new episodes every Thursday. Only on Peacock.
46 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio review. Well, it's the Countdown Show with Michael Harris and Doug Steffen going through these stories. I wanted to, before we got into what was on the mind when you did your special MH interview this week, the conflicts that exist and the conversation about them, the confusion that comes from the CDC, the NIH, the FDA, and even within these groups, what great conversation it makes. Dr. Walensky, who is from this neck of the woods, is the director of the CDC. The agency said this week that boosters for people in risky jobs not important right now. She says, yes, it is. So she overruled them. And so now, if you can get a definition of risky, what a risky job is, you get a shot. I can get a shot now. You can get a shot now. But not last week, we couldn't. And why is the question that I ask, and nobody's got an answer, because it's kind of like your mother used to say when you asked her, why can't I do that? Because I said so. That's how ridiculous, and it's a great conversation on the air, but it's ridiculous. It's nuts, isn't it? Why? What's the difference whether I have a shot this week or next week? Who cares?
Maybe this week would be a week in which you contract the disease, and the sooner you get it, the less chance there is. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But as far as doctors having different opinions, that's part of the medical profession. I mean, the old concept of
why do we need opinions if you get science says this is the way it is?
Well, science also argues with itself. I mean, look at Copernicus, look at Galileo, look at look how long it's taken for the world to understand Einstein. This is not unusual. We have to learn to live with mystery, and we have to learn to live with the fact that these fields of study that are on the periphery of our knowledge, like science and medicine, are not exact, and that we're constantly finding new ways. Then we get hit with this pandemic that's killing 675,000 people, and we want answers like it's, how do you make a good peanut butter sandwich? I mean, give me a break. You understand that, Doug. We have to be intelligent.
Yeah. All right, is this guy you interviewed this week, I never pronounced his name right, is it Failla? How do you pronounce
his name? His spelling belies it. I would never have spelling like that if I were in show business with a name. His name is pronounced Failla. Failla. It's spelled F-A-I-L-L-A, so people go Failla, Failla. You know, but okay. It's Failla. And okay. Jimmy Failla is a very funny guy, and he's a talk show host and a nice guy, great guy.
So what do we get? We have a laugh? Or we have serious when you're listening
serious,
to this?
Very serious, very serious with a couple of laughs along the way. It's mhinterview.com, a rising star in talk radio, Jimmy Failla. Check it out, folks.
What's his background? Just a quick
cab second. Driver, 10 years driving a cab and a stand-up comic in New York. Serious.
Yeah, I get it. mhinterview.com, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here on The Countdown.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Working our way into your heart or into your head or into your free time for the weekend, Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments and an overview of the films, the movies that are going to be in the theaters this weekend. There's a new trailer for Spencer that's out. We'll talk about that. And because Chuck wasn't here, we'll have to spend some time talking about Willy Wonka and the Netflix Factory after this.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. You know, once your genuine gold and silver, like say it's delivered securely to your home, to your doorstep, then what's the best way to safely store it, and how can I go about selling it, you know, once I'm ready to sell it? How do people do that?
Well, for over 40 years, I've recommended putting the majority of it in a safety deposit box. $1 billion in sales I've had in 27 years, I've never had a customer out of 250,000 say, I lost my money from a safety deposit box. That's where I put it. And I've been buying back customers from customers for 27 years. The important thing is to sell to a dealer who specializes in what you're selling. You wouldn't come to a coin dealer to sell rare wine. Likewise, they're different coins, they're different metals. You want to find an expert who specializes in what you got to sell.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. Don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
All right, so, Chucker, what are we playing in the background there?
That is the music to a movie called Falling Down, a Joel Schumacher film from 1993 that I'm a huge fan of it. Starred Robert Duvall and also starred today's birthday, Michael Douglas, who turned 77 years old, born this day, 1944. One of my favorites, I think, one of the greatest movie star actors of all time. Not only a star on the big screen, but the guy could act. I mean, think about these films. Well, I remember first seeing him on the streets of San Francisco with Carl Malden back in the day.
Yeah.
And then he jumped into movies and became very powerful. China Syndrome, he produced One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which gave him a lot of clout in the industry. Star of Fatal Attraction, which was a massive box office hit. And Basic Instinct, also a big hit. American President, that is an awesome film. He made movies, Doug, in the 80s and 90s that are not being made anymore theatrically. Very adult-oriented stuff that people on a mass scale.
But the cable channel or streaming or whatever, the Kaminsky method, which is something that he's done, it's a story basically of Mel Brooks in a way. And it had a great cast. Alan Arkin was in it for a couple of seasons. A young lady who now is seeing everyone playing his daughter. She's in movies and TV all over the place. I don't remember her name. But certainly, he's had a great career and continues to overwhelm and overcome the, he had bad throat cancer for, two, 3 years he had to treat it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Came back and he does look old, but he does look like his father.
He really morphed into his father, Kurt. You know, this week, let me just say this because I'm on a roll here. This week at the box office, sort of the calm before the storm, there's a movie called Dear Evan Hansen, which I believe is based on a Broadway musical. Not expected to do a lot of business. It's going to be a low hanging fruit here at the box office this weekend. But the industry in general, Doug, is going to take a collective breath come October, because you got some really big movies come October, and we're going to get a really good feel of how things go in October. You got Venom, which is a sequel to a big superhero movie with Tom Hardy. You got the Sopranos prequel, Many Saints in Newark, which is getting outstanding reviews. It's also going to revive a lot of interest on the original Soprano TV show on HBO Max, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Then you got Bond, James Bond, No Time to Die, Daniel Craig's last outing is 007 in October, and Halloween Kills. I know you're not going to see it, but a lot of people will. So four big movies in the first half of October. So we're going to see where things go theatrically.
I'm going to go see Cry Macho this weekend. It's raining here, so I'll go see a movie or two. Yeah. I notice a lot of AMC artisan films. I don't even know what that means, but they're... maybe these are the in-theater only.
Well, I noticed AMC is spending money to promote going back to the movies. And I know Nicole Kidman did a commercial. That's one of the ones I've seen. I'm sure a lot of different actors and actresses are going to do commercials trying to program me, obviously, getting paid, but support the industry, go back to the theater, because the industry needs people to go back to the movie theater.
And it's fun going to the theater. It still is. I find it loads of fun. I love going to the movies. All right, Chugger, have a good weekend. We'll get the box office totals on
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.